Hi. Why is everyone being so quiet? Nothing has happened for like 30 minutes. Oh. Wait, we're supposed to be writing stuff down? That makes so much sense. I thought we were like praying or something. Do you have a pencil? Wait, you just gave me yours. I meant like an extra pencil. Well, yeah, but like, then what will you write with? Oh, you already finished? That's like really impressive. Yeah, it is. I think you're the only one in here that's done. Are you like a genius or something? You seem like you'd be a genius. So, are you sure I can use your pencil? Thank you. What day is it? Now, what are we supposed to be writing down again? I'm so bad at essays. Especially when I have to write them on the spot. Well, yeah, because then I can't Google stuff. Like, normally, if I'm writing from home, I can just use Wikipedia or whatever, but. Oh, this sucks. I don't even know where to start. How do you spell consensus? I knew there was a trick to it. Thank you for your help. You're kind of cute. I said that you're kind of cute. What, has anyone ever told you that before? There's no way I'm the only person that's ever called you cute. Yeah, well, surely like your grandma has or something. Yeah, you're right. I guess grandmas don't really count. So would you say it counts from me? And why is that? Is it 'cause you think I'm cute too? Thanks. I hate being at the back of the class because I can't read anything on the board. Well, my eyesight kind of sucks. I don't want to wear glasses. I hate wearing glasses. Well, okay, when I was, like, in middle school, I wore glasses, and this one guy called me Four Eyes. Get it? 'Cause, like, when you're wearing glasses, it's like you have four eyes. Yeah, and it totally hurt my feelings. No one's ever been mean to me like that before. So, ever since then, I just stopped wearing glasses, and normally I'm at the very front of the classroom, but the other day I was talking to my friend Jessica. You know Jessica, right? Yeah, well, we were talking about what she should wear on her date with this guy this weekend, because he's kind of older, and so she wants to dress sophisticated, but not too sophisticated, and she doesn't really have anything that looks, like, fancy enough. And so I told her that she can just borrow something from my closet because I have tons of fancy clothes. And then we got separated because we were talking too much. I know, it sucks. I was just doing a nice thing and I get in trouble for it. It's so stupid. Apart from the not being able to see the board thing, I guess being at the back of the classroom isn't so bad. So, let me ask you a question. Don't worry, it's not like a school question. I'm not gonna ask you, like, what's the square root of pi or, like, something hard like that. I was just wondering, have you ever been on a date? Yeah, like a date. Like a date. Here, I'm gonna write something down on my paper, and then I'm gonna fold it, and I'm gonna hand it to you. And when I give it to you, I want you to open it, okay? Okay, give me a second. How do you spell your name? Okay, wait, say that again. Don't look. No peeking. Don't let the teacher see. Oh, this is so loud. Okay, I'm gonna hand you this piece of paper now. And I'm not gonna look at you when you open it, okay? Wait, take your pencil. It's important that you have your pencil. Okay, here you go. What is it? You tapped on my shoulder. Oh, right, the piece of paper. I forgot. Okay, let's see what you said. You checked off yes. So, you do want to go on a date. There's this really nice place a few blocks away from my house, and they have really, really good pasta. Well, I can't remember the name of the restaurant exactly because it's in Italian and, like, I don't speak Italian, but it's really, really good. So, do you want to go? Okay. I'm free on... Wait, what day is it again? Okay, I'm free this weekend, so maybe we should go then. Oh, this sucks. No, the date doesn't suck. I'm excited about the date. It's just that usually I would turn to my friend Jessica in these situations, you know, to ask her what I should wear. But, of course, she's at the front of the classroom and I'm at the back. I guess I need a new best friend. I can't ask you what I should wear on the date, silly. Because the date is with you, remember? You're so silly sometimes. I thought you were supposed to be smart. I mean, I guess I could ask you. But when you see me this weekend, you have to act surprised, okay? Like you didn't know what I would wear. Okay, deal. Then in that case, I guess I can ask for your input. So, do you prefer skirts or dresses? Okay, do you prefer light colors or dark colors? Okay, do you prefer patterns or no patterns? Patterns would be like if I wore something with hearts on it or flowers or like maybe polka dots. But sometimes polka dots seem kind of childish, so I usually stray away from polka dots. What do you mean you don't care? You have to have a preference. Okay, well, let me just ask you this. Flowers or hearts? Okay, flowers or no pattern at all? Okay, good to know. See, wasn't that easy? Let me think of more questions. Ooh, okay, I thought of another question. Yes or no to strapless? Okay, I was hoping you would say that because I think I know exactly what I'm going to wear. Oh shoot, unless Jessica needs it. Because she has a date this weekend too. Ugh, I hate being in tough situations like this. It stresses me out so much. And I'm not going to be able to talk about this to Jessica until this period is over. Maybe I should write her a note and I can pass it to her, like I did for you. I'm going to do it. Okay, Jessica. Do you want my strapless dress for this weekend? Yes, no, and then I'll do check boxes. Okay. Can you pass this to her? Thank you. Don't get caught, okay? I don't want to have to move desks again. You're pretty cool. You know what? I have kind of a confession to make. Well, I actually do have a pencil. Yeah, it's right on my desk, kind of hidden under my notebook. But I asked you if you have one because I just really wanted to keep talking to you. What? Is that weird? Do you think it was manipulative? I was kind of too shy to be more upfront about it. I'm sorry I lied to you. Okay, so you're not mad. Okay, that's good. I got kind of worried for a second there. Well, your cheeks kind of turned red, and sometimes when my dad gets mad at me, his face turns really red. Wait a minute, were you blushing? You're so sweet. That's really, really cute. You're so cute. I'm really glad that we're friends now. You're kind of different from my usual friends. Well, yeah, like, I mean, look at you and then look at Jessica. Obviously, there are quite a few differences there. No, I didn't mean it like that. I just mean that Jessica is very, like, I don't want to say popular because then that sounds like I'm saying that you're unpopular. Which, like, you kind of are, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means that you're quiet. And sometimes quiet people are the coolest kinds of people. So, like, I didn't mean that it's bad that you're not popular. I just want you to know that, like, I really don't care about popularity. Like, sometimes I picture what my life would be like if I weren't popular, and it really doesn't seem like it would be that bad. You know that kind of clique in our school of all of the really artsy people? Well, yeah, I feel like I would be friends with them. Well, I am friends with them, but I would be, like, in their clique rather than in the popular clique. And I feel like I would just spend my free time painting, and I would wear one of those, like, those little hair scarf things. No, it's like the, it's kind of like a handkerchief. A kerchief. That's what it's called, a kerchief. And you wear it in your hair when you're painting. Yeah, so that's what I would wear in, like, an alternate reality. Do you ever think about what you would be like if, you know, your life was different? Well, you know what I think? I think that you're perfect just the way you are. And I don't think you should even think about being anyone else. Oh no, look at the teacher. She totally sees us talking. She's gonna get mad at me. Maybe we should, talk later. Okay. Here's your pencil. It's okay, I have my own. Wait for me after class, okay? Okay.